But oh, we know not what joys await us there. The radiancy of glory, the bliss beyond compare. Within those halls of Zion sounds forth the joyful song, as saints join with the angels and all the martyr throng. The prince is ever with them, the daylight is serene, the city of the blessed shines bright with glorious sheen. Around the throne of David, the saints from care released, raise loud their songs of triumph to celebrate the feast. They sing to Christ their leader, whom conquered in the fight, who won for them forever their gleaming robes of white. O sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect. O sweet and blessed country that faithful hearts expect. In mercy, Jesus, bring us to that eternal rest with you and God the and Spirit ever blessed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake, he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. O come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving.
Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God.
And a great King above all gods.
In his hands are the depths of the earth.
The heights of the mountain are his also.
The sea is his, for he made it.
And his hands formed the dry land.
O come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God.
And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Eternal God, merciful Father,
you have appointed your Son as judge of the living and the dead.
Enable us to wait for the day of his return with our eyes fixed on the kingdom prepared for your own from the foundation of the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 34, and this is the main text that we will think about for the sermon as well. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself, will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust out all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be a prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the gospel reading. The gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer to them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And then these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the
sermon text is, our thoughts are based on the Ezekiel reading, Ezekiel chapter 34. I reread verse 13 to start. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. And the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Are we there yet, Dad? Can we stop soon? Do we have to drive this late? Watch out, there's a cow in the middle of the road. Wow, it's slippery. How many adventures or mishaps or just sometimes annoyances happen on our various journeys that we have? I'm sure you all have stories of one thing or another. In South Dakota, where I was a pastor for a couple years at a small town congregation, there's one farm you always had to be careful by at night. Watch for the eyes out on the road because his cows always got out. You had to watch out depending on where you are, depending what was happening. God is leading us on this journey. He is in charge of it. He says in this passage in Ezekiel, he talks of himself as the shepherd who takes care of his sheep, who gathers them from all over the place, all sorts of countries and conditions. He is doing it. He is gathering. By his strength, his Holy Spirit, his word, he is gathering. One of the temptations that we often face personally or as a church body or a congregation, but Christians, is that, oh, all these other things are in control. No. God is in control of his people. He truly is. And sometimes we say, is it over yet? Does it have to be this bad? Can we stop? We say all kinds of things like that, but it's his journey. He's in charge. Verse 16. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. God converts and gives faith in Jesus. God strengthens in the name of Jesus. The journey that we are on as Christians in this life, the journey cannot be made except in the power of God, except in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, where two or three gather in my name, there I am. His very presence is with us all the time. And this helps us, this reminds us that this is his journey. He's leading us. And despite this or this happening or this not happening, he's a shepherd. He knows what he's doing. I've shared it. Deathbeds on beds of ill people. Several of our members, I remember specific conversations this past year. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's taking us through, and he gives us what we need. And also in that Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He is protecting us, and even the Old Testament, and Jesus himself says, you will have troubles in this life, but he's not left us. He hasn't abandoned us. Much less, he's trying to gather in the weak, and he's trying to gather in the hurting, and bring them in, and make sure they get to the good pastures. So we trust in Jesus. And so we call others to trust in Jesus. Whatever we do, it is the name and power and grace of Jesus Christ that will truly draw people. Whatever we do, we want to do not that we would have glory or a name, but that people would get to know Jesus a little bit more through us. or maybe even a lot through us by witnessing or sharing God's word. Whatever we do as Christians is to point the people to know Jesus and to trust in Jesus, because that's who they need. Sometimes we're quite, individually, we're quite strong, or sometimes we're weak. We go up and down. But Jesus is always there. It's his journey. And the people who are weak and need, notice it says there, I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. People need God's power and his forgiveness in their life. We can be witnesses. We can point people to Jesus. But we remember what they need is to pray to Christ. What they need is the word about Jesus, a witness to him. They don't need me and you so much. They need Christ. But Christ uses us. He is a shepherd. At the end of that reading, I think and I hope you realize how powerful it is in the scriptures when it says, and I am the Lord, I have spoken. What did happen when God said, let there be light? There was light. What God says happens. Absolutely. And so God forgives people in Jesus Christ. They are forgiven. When God calls a person, it is because God has called that person to faith, not because of you or me, but God has called a person to faith by the power of his word. And it is certain. And we Christians should look at passages like that and just feel free and relaxed, no matter whatever else is going on. And we can be tense. I'm not saying we're not tense sometimes, or worried, yes. But when we hear this, I, the Lord, have spoken. Done. Finish. He's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. And this is a promise in the Old Testament talking about God. And then we know that Jesus called himself, I am the good shepherd. It's about Jesus, the Son of God. True man and truly God who did this and does this. This is the last Sunday in the church year. To the regular secular calendar, 2020 isn't over. For us, you could say it's over or say it's not over, whatever you think. But God carries us through year after year after year. He has spoken. He will deliver his people. What did Jesus say on the cross? It is finished. His victory is sure and certain. He has taken us through this year, this church year. Next week, we begin preparing for Christmas. He'll take us to the next year and the next one. Until we're in God's country, which when I was growing up, they said was Wisconsin. But it's better in Wisconsin, it's better in Ohio. It's all the best of every good thing, all put together, and more than that. He wants us there. He has spoken. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, you have sent your Son, Jesus, in the flesh as a real human being to be our shepherd, not only guiding and teaching us, but dying and rising for us. Give us faith and hope. Help us to know how to spread the name of Jesus in our family, in our neighbors, at work, school, wherever we're at. Give us calm and peace in the name of Jesus. Help us to not trust in our own efforts. We want to obey you. We want to love others, which we will. But help us not trust in these, but trust in you and have confidence in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed and also offer our prayers. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the faithful proclamation of Christ our King, and for the strengthening of God's people in this true faith and their baptismal life in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Christ's holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, for all who faithfully confess the saving name of Christ, and for the protection of the Lord to extend over us against the devil, the world, and our own sinful selves, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's people in this place, for the mission and work God has given us to do, and for the unity of the Spirit and a spirit of cooperation and harmony in our life together, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have wandered from the flock of God, for the faithful shepherds who gather them in through the voice of God's word, for our forgiveness and for our willingness to forgive others, in Christ's name, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president and governor and all in authority over us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all artists and artisans, for science and innovation, for those who serve us in the medical arts, for tradespeople, for students and teachers, for food producers and retail workers, and for those who serve and protect us as police, firefighters, and military personnel, and for the chaplains who serve them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the hungry and homeless, for the unemployed and underemployed, for those who work in disaster relief, and for the social service agencies of our church, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a giving spirit, that we may not neglect the poor nor fail to provide resources to the church, to fulfill the Lord's bidding and spread the gospel to every place, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in long-term health care facilities and their care providers, for those afflicted by illness of body or mind, and for those who care for them, we remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Darlene, Pastor Rockroar, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. That with God's strength they may be kept through patience and delivered to everlasting life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father,
we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray Martin Luther's morning prayer.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God,
you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin,
neither run into any kind of danger,
but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Thine the amen, thine the praise, hallelujah's angels raise. Thine the everlasting head, thine the breaking of the bread. Thine the glory, thine the story, thine the harvest, then the cup. Thine the vineyard, then the cup is lifted up, lifted up. Thine the life eternally, thine the promise let there be. Thine the vision, thine the tree, all the earth on bended knee. Gone the kneeling, gone the railing, gone the pleading, gone the cry, gone the sighing, gone the dying, what was lost lifted high. Thine the truly, thine the yes, thine the table, we the guest, thine the mercy all from thee, thine the glory yet to be. Then the ringing and the singing, then the end of all the war. Thine the living, thine the loving, evermore, evermore. Thine the kingdom, thine the prize, thine the wonderful surprise, thine the banquet, then the praise, then the justice of thy ways. Thine the glory, thine the story, then the welcome to the least. Thine the wonder all increasing at thy feast, at thy feast. Thine the glory in the night, no more dying, only light. Thine the river, thine the tree, then the Lamb eternally. Then the holy, holy, holy celebration jubilee. Thine the splendor, thine the brightness, O